To believe, to know. These are two phrases that are important for you and for me in our life. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. To believe, to know. I believe I am whole and perfect. That's beautiful. Why do you believe so? Well, my body is reflecting wholeness and perfection. Well, that's great. Now, I know I am whole and perfect. Why do you say you know that you're whole and perfect? Because my body is whole and perfect right now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body right now. I am whole and perfect right now. I know it. I am it. It is done. It is so. Well, people might say to you, look at the appearances. Look at the appearances of your body. And you say, I do not look at appearances, and I do not empower appearances in my world in any way. Well, how about if you had an appearance of being wealthy? Wouldn't you like to empower that? It is not an appearance. It is my reality. I am wealthy. I am whole and perfect. I know this. It's not a matter of an appearance. It is my reality. Appearances come and go. My reality stands forever. I know it. If I believe something, it may or may not be so. If I know something, it is so. It is so now. It is so forever. Well, my goodness, that's quite a powerful statement to make. That's quite a powerful attitude to have, to know that you are wonderful, to know that you're whole and perfect, to know that you're, wow. Yes. We live in a world in which we are the beginning and the end. And there is no beginning and no end. But we live in a world where we started and we keep it going. Now, what sort of a world do I want for myself? Whatever that world is, I'm the creator of it. Whatever that world is, it's my word that brings it forth. Whatever that world is, I am giving it the power to express itself. Whatever it may be. Okay now? What do I want my world to be? How do I want it to be? I go to the car dealer and I say, sir, I would like to buy a new car. And he says, well, that's what we sell here. And you say, I would like to buy that new car right there. I'm sorry, sir, that one's sold. I want that car. Well, we have six more just like it in the back, and each one is exactly the same, equipped like that one, and that is what it is. Well, I want that car right there. And so the dealer, the salesman, goes back to his boss and says, the customer out there says he wants that car right there and he wants to drive it home right now. He wants to pay for it. And the sales director representative, he says, just sell it to him. Give it to him. But we already sold it to somebody else. Drive it off of the lot and drive the new one up on the lot, which is exactly the same model, exactly the same thing. Nobody has put any numbers on the car yet, as far as the license or whatever, whatever the motor number is. So put the other car up there and put the other car that he wants right out in front. Okay, so the salesman drives the car that you want and puts it out in front of the store, and then he drives another one from the lot up into the showroom and tells the detail men to make it pretty and beautiful, and they do. And then you go out and you look at the car that you have chosen. And you say, that's my car. And the salesman says, yes, sir, it sure is. Now, I know that car is mine. And the salesman says, that's right. Okay, here's my credit and here's my circumstances. Now, I take it. And the salesman says, it's yours. It's yours, totally. It was yours the moment you walked into the store. It was yours the moment you chose it from the number on the showroom floor. It was yours from the moment you made your decision. Regardless that it happened to be something that someone else had chosen, There was no numbers exchanged. There was no decision. It's the same car. We have 9 cars just like this one, all perfect, all ideal, all fantastic. The same extras on it, the same details. It is just a duplicate of it. And this is yours. Well, now, you get in your car because you have blessed it. You have claimed it. You have named it. And you have said it's yours. And you drive it away. And you have now the numbers in your name, and that car is yours, and you know it's yours. You know that the other cars on the lot are not yours, even though they're exact duplicates. You know this is your car because you know it, you claim it, you name it, you experience it, you live it, you are it. Is this your body that you live in? Well, do you know it? How do you know it? Why do you choose this body? Why don't you choose some other body that has some other features about it? This body has more muscles in it. That body has a better brain in it. That body has a family that goes with it. That body has... Now, you chose the body you have, and you know that it's yours, and you know all that it entails is yours, and you do not expect anything out of your body except that which you are. And as you claim who you are and name who you are and experience who you are, you don't change. You have this perfect body, and you say to yourself every day, my body is perfect, my body is ideal, I am brilliant, I am magnificent, I'm wonderful. I know this. This is my reality. I know this. Claiming this and knowing this and being this. And as you drive the car, you treat it every single day of its life in the now as though it were brand new that second. You take out your handkerchief and you wipe away a speck of dust. You put your hands on the steering wheel and you bless the car. You say, I surround you with my pure white light of love. All your ways are peace and all your paths are pleasantness. And the way is always open before me. You say that again and again. You live that. When you are in your vehicle, when you're in your car, when you're in your body, when you're in your world, you constantly know it is a good world, a good car, a good vehicle, a good body. You constantly know this and claim this and name this and experience this in all that you do. And as you do that, it is yours forevermore. And only you can let it go by thinking it not yours. Yes, not I believe, but I know. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner about a solution to your desire, call 619-478-5111. 619-478-5111. This is the corporate office of our University of Healing. And everyone who answers the telephone is a practitioner, but you must tell them that you are ready to put a beneficial cause in motion for the fulfillment of the desire of your heart right now. And the practitioner will say, okay, I'm with you, it's done. And it is. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. No, I love you. I love you. I love you.